Good morning, this is Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market commentary for Monday, the 30th of August, 2010. Well, rather like Monty Python's bottle of wine with an aroma of an Australian cattle herder's armpit, this is a week for forgetting about the markets and laying them down for a long, long time. That's partly because the markets themselves were dull and negative, but also because it was a wonderful week. Beautiful weather up here in Yorkshire, rather like the swallows at the moment congregating on the telephone wires to fly back to sunny South Africa. Many of our friends and families returned from distant shores congregating here prior to the Beagle, and that gave opportunities for partying, tennis, cycle rides, trips to Scarborough, trips to the beach, and of course two of our wonderful country shows up here, the Billsdale Show and the Farndale Show, both of which are great, great fun. So is rather a week for getting out of the office, forgetting about the markets. But still, we can tell you a bit about what happened last week, which is that markets were generally down on the week, but would have been a lot worse had they not rallied on Friday after Ben Bernanke's speech at Jackson Hole. To be fair, it was the dog days of August. A lot of people are away, trading is very, very thin, and there was not a huge amount of data around. Some of the negatives, though, were poor property data and house pricing data from the US, which is down significantly. And also a revision downwards of Q2 growth in the US, although the revision was less than had been feared, and so that actually ironically helped the markets to recover. The news on growth in Europe was slightly better, with both Germany and the UK reporting solid growth in the second quarter. And the gist of Ben Bernanke's speech that was that although he acknowledged that growth is slowing, he didn't at the moment see any double dip recession in the future. He also confirmed that he had no plans at the moment for further quantitative easing, although he claimed to have the resources ready and available if necessary. The markets took heart from that to a degree and went up on the Friday, but not enough to bring them back into positive territory on the week. As an illustration of how difficult it is for people to judge the future of the global economy, it's worth looking at two investment commentaries that came out last week. One was from Albert Edwards of SocGen, who claimed that stock markets were about to face a bloodbath, with government bond yields falling even further than they have done recently. He certainly saw a double-dip recession and the third major bear market since the equity valuation bubble burst. He expected to see bond yields falling to below 2% in the UK and down to 1.5% to 2% in the US. Edwards spoke of a return to the valuation nadir last seen in 1982, with the S&P bottoming at around 450. It currently stands at 1065. Conversely, BlackRock guru Bob Dole saw US equity markets climbing higher slowly but surely in spite of the nervous economic outlook. And he bases that on current economic data and earnings from companies. In particular, he analysed US jobs data and found significant bright spots among what was generally poor and negative data. He also commented that industrial commodity prices have advanced 15% since early June, and it's difficult to reconcile that with the view that the Chinese economy is collapsing or that US and other developed markets are heading for a double-dip recession. He sees the current patch as being a soft patch in economic data, a slowdown in the pace of recovery, and not an indication that the economy is sliding back into recession. And I think those two completely contradictory reports from senior investment professionals indicate the degree to which uncertainty, more than anything else, is driving markets at the moment. They continue to be driven by data, and the uncertainty is the cause of so much money flooding in recent weeks into government bonds, driving yields down to levels not seen for many years. The important thing in these circumstances, from an investment point of view, is that it becomes ever more important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against macroeconomic risks, which is what we try to provide for our clients here at Planning for Life. And before I go, a quick reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. You should contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. You can find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org.